The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You are now punched in on your lunch break on The Truth 101.7 FM with your boy Ray Nitti and my homegirl Maybe Shannon. Shannon, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing. I'm here, man. I see you back in the studio.
Hey, man, I'm back in. I'm back. I'm doing a lot better than them folks did last night at the Jay-Z concert. I'm doing a lot better.
Oh, man.
It was a good show, man. Live, y'all, on Truth 101.7 FM, located in downtown Milwaukee, the 3rd Street Market Hall from the American Family Insurance Studio. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us at if they want a little snack.
Of course. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of our platforms. Ray Nitti can be found at Ray Nitti, RayNitti. I can be found at Maybe Shannon, MaybeShannon underscore all platforms. And make sure you follow The Lunch Break on Facebook. We are past 500 followers now, y'all. Hey. We going to do some giveaways, all types of stuff. We got some good stuff planned for y'all. So keep following that page. And make
Oh, my God. Not the Shannon evil laugh.
Make sure you join the conversation today on YouTube. Join the chat. We at 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And Ray, look, I'm going to try the number off the top of the dome. I actually have it written down in my book, but I'm going to try it, all right? Make sure you call or text us at 833-212-1017.
Hey, that connection is strong today, boy.
And I'm working IT now. What's up?
The connection is strong. Let me not jinx it.
Right. I was gonna say, let me know if y'all need a computer set up.
Not the dial up. Shannon ain't that old. That's my error. When
I
you have to
that.
Use a floppy disk.
The AOL.
Oh damn, Shannon. Okay, I don't feel that old.
Dang,
I'm young in spirit.
Too much.
That was for me. I was talking about me, Shannon. You know, that has nothing to do with you.
I know.
You know, that's all, man. You made me feel young just now.
Aw, look, just because I remember dial up, that's why.
Well, for me,
that might mean I'm old, actually. That just means I'm old.
Well, you might have been young at that. You see, I actually had to use dial up for like homework. And like, I don't even know if you was if you had homework when dial up was out, Shannon. You might have just been still just, you know, in some diapers or something. I don't know how old you was
right,
back then.
Right, I just remember the sound from my crib.
There you go. You feel me? Man, but Shannon, we got it. How did, first of all, did y'all miss me? That's what I want to know. Did y'all miss me?
Man, hell, we missed you, man. It wasn't.
Bastard.
You know, it's not the same. It's not the same. Manon is cool. You know, that's the homie. We was kicking it, but it's like, dang, something missing.
Somebody said, who is this? Aww. Politically Homeless says, I'm installing a flock camera instead of the studio with a fire emoji. I'm assuming it's good.
Wait, he installing a flock camera?
That sounds like the information. Wasn't that the system that the police was using illegally or something like that? I'm not mistaken. I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want that camera. Man, so what y'all do while I was gone, man? You know.
Man, you missed it. We actually had the president on for a interview.
Barack?
Yep, and then we play cans with him.
Dang, y'all had Barack on?
Yeah. We taught him a little Milwaukee lingo. He said broke up.
All that Jay.
Hey, I did tune in on Friday. Y'all was wilding out on Friday. Manon said he went into some woman's house and she spit on him. It's like,
man.
And then set him on fire. And then,
please don't remind us.
What was that about? Like, I was trying to listen on the subway, but I was like, it sounded subway. Like it was Freaky Friday. I was like, I had to comment. I was like, Manon, that sounded like a Diddy party. That sounded like.
We were growing concern for Manon. He said he was in like, what was it, Cuba or something?
Yeah, he was in Cuba.
A random woman waved him into her house. He was walking down the street and she said, come on in. And he said, okay.
All right, I'm with
and
it.
She set his hand on
she
fire,
got fruit.
Spit on his hand. Right.
There's fruits in Cuba. Look at Manon eating fruit out the bowl. Getting spit on. Rubbing it in. This is going absolutely off the rail. I apologize, Shannon. Obviously, I missed y'all too, man. Aww. But yeah, that was intense. Like, to imagine just tuning in. You're like, all right, let me check on the kids.
What they doing over there? You're like, what?
Your hand got set on fire and she walked you inside and spit on you? I was like, I had to turn it down. I was sitting next to a kid.
Look, I don't know what's worse, that she actually was given a palm reading or the thought that you had. I feel like that might have been safer. If he was actually at a Diddy party, that might have been safer.
And then the chat don't make it no better, because you read in the comments, you coming in late, and then you see people like, what the hell's going on with this story? And they're like, this story getting worse and worse. But.
Look, you like, hold on, I'm going to have to play this.
The worst, sir.
Yeah. But, man, no, I definitely missed y'all, man. Definitely missed y'all. I took a trip to New York for the wife's birthday. I know I've been traveling a lot. We went to go see Jay-Z, man. We went to go see Hove.
Okay.
I got my shirt on today, as you can see as well. And it was a very interesting show, man. It was a very interesting show. I think day two was... In the moment, day two was super dope. It was super dope. And then removing yourself from day two, you was like, dang, we got shorted. Shouts out Xavier, man. Make sure you call in a little bit, Xavier. Xavier inspired me today. I really did get inspired by what he was talking about. But yeah, man, the show was super dope, Shannon. And after, like I said, in the moment, it was super dope, right? And we could break down all the experiences and so forth. But after looking at day one, it was like, okay, they brought Beyonce out. They had Blue Ivy playing guitar. Alicia Keys came out, from what I heard.
Look.
And then who else came out on day one? I think somebody else came out. But on day two, man, we got Slick Rick, Pharrell. And I will say this. I think this was the dopest moment of all the days. I don't care what nobody say. And we were special because we was the only day that had that, is when Eminem came out for the Renegade verse. So I think that was super, super dope. Because M don't even perform anymore. So I think that was super dope that we got that experience. But, man, after being removed from the experience, man, I felt like we were shorted, man. I felt real shorted. Day one, they had like maybe a, sounded like a 2-hour set. Day two, I felt like we started at 9:08 because I was still getting chicken tenders. And you know, they were serving chicken tenders and Timberland boots at Yankee Stadium.
That's inside not, of boots?
Wait, what?
Inside of Timberland boots. It was paper boot. Let me preface it.
I was like, hold on.
Context.
Yeah. No, not like an actual Tim, but it was like a paper bucket.
You could have did a plastic boot shape.
Something, you know what I'm saying? Something to let people keep. Right. Like, you know how
the Brewers used to do that? Yeah.
There you go. Yep. That would have been super dope. But
did you take a picture of this?
You know what? I didn't even realize it was a boot until like after the tenders was gone and I threw it away. Like, damn, I just threw the boot away.
There was nothing to take a picture of no more, huh?
No, not at all. It's not even a fry. Not a morsel. Not a morsel. But yeah, man, you know, I felt like day two we had, it started at like 9:10. Let's just call it 9:10, right? We was back in Manhattan by 11:15. So I felt like we walked out of there at like 10:20, 10:30. And then day three, obviously that was the debacle and everything that folks had to deal with when they bum rushed the gates and had a delay of 5 hours.
So what time was it supposed to start?
8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. No, 9 o'clock New York time, 8 o'clock Milwaukee time it was supposed to start.
So it ended up starting at what, like 1 a.m?
Ooh, I want to say it was like 1:30. I was in the bed rubbing my feet together watching it on live by then. But
that's insane.
Yeah, man, it was insane is actually a great word to use. I'm talking about they had like 10,000 people still outside trying to get in after those fans rushed the gate. So they had to shut it down, obviously, for security reasons. Because you don't know who got in with what, weapons or whatever. So they was on high alert. They let people out there. I had people that was in line sending me pictures like, dang, they still waiting. And at one point, you thought it was getting canceled.
Give me my refund. I'm going home. Look, refund. Never mind.
Straight up.
5 hours.
But they stuck it out. And they had like the longest show and the most features. And I feel a way about it. And we gonna talk about it when we get back. Not just because I feel a way about it and feeling like we got shorted, but we want to also add some more context as well, because he did do a freestyle on day one, Shannon. And the context was, I think Zach may play it in when we come back from break. Yeah, but the context was essentially talking about him selling the community out to profit more billions. And he brought up Colin Kaepernick into it. And some people feel like, man, you didn't need to take a shot at Cap in that moment. You know what I mean? He's doing amazing things. So when we come back, y'all, don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on Truth 101.7 FM.
Don't go anywhere.
Fuck them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey.
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way. Improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to health care and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support, and where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
Are people around me safe when I vape? Science does not support that belief. Exhaled vape emissions linger in the air, affecting indoor air quality and bystanders in the same space through secondhand exposure. Vaping emissions can also accumulate on clothes, hair, dust, and furniture, leading to exposure risks to bystanders of all ages. And vaping around a pregnant person can lead to serious health impacts on fetal and childhood development. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the lunch break with Ray, Nitty, and Shannon. And what I need from you right now is to put your rocks in the air and say, Shannon, Shannon, Shannon. Say lunch break, lunch hey. Break, lunch break. Who you know?
I can get behind this.
She said, I can get behind this. This is the type of carrying on I like.
Messaging.
What up, y'all? You live back on the lunch break on Truth 101.7 FM, live from the American Family Insurance Studio. So, yeah, y'all, I'm back, man, back from New York. Spent a couple days out there and got to see the 25th anniversary of the Blueprint, man, the Blueprint album. It was cool. I got some feelings. I got an attitude now that I thought about it. Shouts out to Anita Nicole. Shouts out to Jasmine West. Shouts out to Politically Homeless. In the chat, y'all, don't forget, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. You can text that number, too, man. If you don't got the time to call, please text. We do read the text. We do read the text. We do answer y'all concerns through the text as well. But once again, we got a couple things we're going to be talking about. Just to give them a quick rundown, we're going to be talking about Kaepernick, Jay-Z, and him selling out. We're going to talk about that. Then we also want to give some updates. I heard, I know Shannon, y'all did talk about the Nolan Wells updates. So we won't talk about some of the things that you all have already discussed, but we'll talk about some of the new developments that may have came that people may not be aware about. And then you familiar with Andrew Gillum, Shannon?
I'm not.
He was.
You have to put me up on game.
Man, so he was a black dude that was running for, if I'm not mistaken, Florida's governor. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say Florida governor. I could be wrong. It was either Florida governor or Miami mayor, one of those. But I feel like it's Florida's governor. But he, back in that race, he got caught in like the hotel with like drugs. And another man, and he's married with kids and so forth. Chill out, Shannon.
What in the Beauty and Black was going on over there?
Shannon got to chill, dog.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought you was telling something that was happening on Netflix. I got confused. Okay.
Yeah, so we go get into that because he got in trouble again. He had came back and he got in trouble again. So we going to get into that, Shannon.
Yeah.
I just needed to prep you because, you know. I don't need you spitting your water.
That's a lot. You already didn't dropped a lot on me. It's more than men and drugs and motels.
I saw that post you did too about where you like to be. But anyway, yeah, man. Back to Jay-Z, Zach. Hey, Shannon, y'all don't want to see me, Shannon, and Zach chat, man. Shannon is a handful. We just be like, Zach said, I just act like I don't see it no more.
Wow.
But back to Jay, man.
Like, let me just skip past this.
Right. We had, we got the freestyle. Let's cue that freestyle up real quick.
Yeah, I did sell out three nights. I sold Yankee Stadium the hell out. I'm a target. Hey, don't miss that target. No exclusive, they only doing what Apple and Walmart did. You shopping at Amazon or you boycott? You posting on Instagram? That's Meta, boy. Stop it. Y'all know Google owns YouTube. You picking and choosing the politicking as usual. They digging deep for narratives. It's embarrassing. They run out of characters, had to bring back up Cap again. My buddy took a check. I ain't even mad at him. But along with that check, got a sign of non-disparagement. I'm the one they can't control. Y'all better be glad it's him.
All right, y'all. So that was a freestyle. We kind of cut it short too, because he just kind of started repeating some of the same things he said. But a lot of the chat already on it. Anita said, "I've never been a Jay fan. I can go all the way back to the late '80s. A lot of his raps are recycled from other rappers. A lot of people do that. A lot of homage, but you know." She also said, "He's a whole clown and put the clown face." Shouts out to our Truth Nation listeners for always sharing their truth. So, yeah, what's y'all thoughts? Is Jay-Z a sellout for, one, going at Colin Kaepernick and seemingly, going against the culture with it's almost as if he was, what's the word I'm looking for, Zach, Shannon?
I don't know. When, garbage, trash? All right. Hypocritical? I don't know.
Sure, I'll go with hypocritical. Garbage. That sounds like a whole nother discussion that Zach is ready for, and I don't know if I want to have that convo with Zach today.
This guy stinks.
But um.
Oh brother! I like, this guy stinks.
Oh my god! Dog. I hope y'all ready for this lunch break crew, man, because this ain't nothing like you've ever seen. A witness before. But yeah,
overrated. That's the word you're looking for.
Wow. That wasn't it at all.
I think what Ray was looking for is he's trying to cover his own ass and make excuses for what he did and throw a Cap under the bus at the same time. Like, he's like, I did this, but y'all still doing this.
Yeah, like,
but in rap form.
Yeah, like, is he gaslighting the culture, right? Because he talked about, I'm the target. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, we boycotting Target right now. We're supposed to be. Now, is there truth in what is he saying? So what we didn't hear at the end of that freestyle is like, yo, is we politicking or is it politics as usual? You know, and is what he said. He's basically pick and choosing. And he said that in what's the name too? What we're all righteous about. And does he have a point with that? Do we pick and choose what we want to boycott? Because he highlighted, okay, we boycotting Target, but still posting on Facebook. We talking about still posting on Meta, still post using Amazon. I remember at a time there was supposed to be an Amazon boycott. And I will say I have stopped shopping at Target, but I did not 100% stop shopping on Amazon. So is there... like, you know, double standard. I think that's the I think that's the word I was looking for. Is there a double standard in the culture right now where, you know, we're calling him a sellout and, you know, we still using a lot of these devices that have clear agendas against our community? 833-212-1017. Would love to get y'all thoughts. Do we have a double standard on who we're boycotting? And, you know, how do you feel about him basically saying, oh, Kaepernick took the bag, and he's saying, I ain't complaining. I ain't mad at him for taking the bag, but, you know, you had to sign this. And people are saying Jay-Z, well, not my bad, not Jay-Z. Roc Nation allegedly had something to do with disrupting Kaepernick's movement. And people are saying this, Shannon, because they are assuming, I don't have no factual evidence about this, that Jay-Z is trying to position himself to be able to be a franchise owner of an NFL team. What's your thoughts, Shannon?
Yeah. So the first part, I think I understand where he's coming from, where he says, okay, I did this, but y'all doing this. But I think we see that a lot in our community where people think, well, if we can't do all the things, we can't do one thing. I feel like, am I making sense with that? Like when they're like, well, if everybody ain't in jail, free R. Kelly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's just like, well, my uncle ain't in jail, free him. Like what? Like, what do you mean? Like, right. that, like, we have that really bad. And I think it's just gaslighting people, even when it comes down to like certain movements where it's as little as like, okay, we all boycotting Target. And then you got somebody like him bringing up, well, y'all shopping at Amazon. Well, y'all doing this. Yeah, but let's pick one thing, focus on it, and tackle this right now. Even when we have a discussion about the music, when people like, well, we gotta stop listening to music, we gotta stop watching the shows, we gotta stop doing all these things. It's like, let's agree on one thing, let's tackle that, let's move on. Like, we will never get anywhere if we can't agree on at least one cause to focus on at a time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's right. just unrealistic to ask everybody to just shut everything down at once. And I do feel like us being able to stop shopping at like Target, because I was at Target this weekend, but I had to run and get some one thing. But I will say, since the boycott, I make a conscious decision not to go to Target. Like, if I absolutely have to, I'm like, dang, I guess I gotta go to Target. But I go there a lot less now. So I feel like us agreeing on something and really sticking together and sticking to it is good for us. But him just basically gaslighting us because he done did some messed up stuff is crazy. And then for him to call out Kaepernick, like, this ain't the time for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, save that. Save it. Like, we ain't need that right now. We don't need for two strong figures in our community to be going back and forth right now. The infighting is not necessary when we dealing with bigger issues.
Right.
Like, save it.
100%. And, like, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, Shannon, Zach, like, you don't hear Kaepernick, like, making no noise about nobody or complaining or, you know what I'm saying? Like, the most we heard was...
the mixtape.
Right. You know, the most we heard was he was trying to get back into the NFL. That was like the... And that was years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Such a crime.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he wanted to do his own workouts with his own personnel, and they made that a thing. So, it's like, Ed, low-key... Cap from the mill, man. So you're gonna have to get up off ours. I know he ain't just always here, but you know how he is about our own. And
right.
The other thing was is like you said, 100%, Shannon. I would love to see the community pick something, stick to it, and see it all the way through, right? Because what we do know is the Target boycott was very, very successful. We do know that was extremely successful. They lost record numbers in sales, right? When they started doing all that. Like, remember what we boycotted Target for, right? It wasn't because, like, you know, somebody just said to do it and we was like, all right, we on it. They started, once they started removing the DEI and started penalizing people or publicizing people who did have DEI efforts, you know, Target started doing things like limiting their black line products, stop, you know, holding more black products and things like that, and remove some DEI jobs, if I'm not mistaken, and so forth. And we had a huge impact in the law, Shannon, so much so that the stocks plummeted record to record lows, and they even had to change the CEO. So it works when we use our buying power. You feel what I'm saying? When we all get on the same damn page and not just be so quick to just want to go against the grain and be like, oh, I'm going for myself. I'm like, we ain't never going. You get so much further together. We get so much further together. Shannon, take us to break, man.
Hi, it's Shannon from 101.7.
You are your
game. We're gonna go.
Swear to God. Live on the lunch break, we back. Truth 101.7 FM. Keep that going, man. I said I'm playing Ether all summer. For the rest of the summer, man. I feel a way. Zach, you gonna hate me, but I do think Jay the greatest of all time.
I mean, I'm glad you think that way.
Just had that conversation about how people think. Sometimes you just gotta let them think how they think, right? We gonna leave it at that.
I'm glad you have that opinion, right? You have that thought.
I love Drake. Love Drake. Certain things I don't like about Drake.
Who said anything about Drake?
Yeah.
I love Drake. Certain things I don't like about him. Who your top? Side quest real quick. Just give me one. You don't even gotta give me a top three. If you had to say, I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Who your top, Shannon?
Wait, who did he just say?
Kendrick.
Oh, okay. Look, y'all don't want to hear who my top person is. I'm gonna just start saying. So, right. I mean, oop. Can we just?
I want to hear it, Shannon. The people want to know. Oh, that's fine.
The Temptations.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. We was talking about rap.
I don't have one. I seriously don't have one.
Shannon, that's cute. I love them all. I love all y'all.
I love them all.
Yeah, man.
Everybody get a participation award. How about that?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, if I had to pick one today, it would be Kendrick. I ain't mad at that at all. If I had to pick one today. But I feel a way, man. I feel a way about Jay. I feel a way at Anita said, think how you want to think, right?
Aw.
Cats don't be rocking with Jay, man. I get it. I'm 42 years old. And he ain't dropped an album in, what, 7 years? Maybe even more? So it's like, all right, you know, you ain't going to cultivate new listeners by just letting Ray Nitty age and, you know.
Y'all gotta keep them alive.
Yeah, for sure. And I try to, but
up crowd.
I'm tell you this, man. The God MC don't got to worry about me no more going to no more shows. That was it.
I was sure gonna say y'all be talking about the youth and a group of 40-year-olds then ran in the concert.
Hey, if you look at that, if you time out, Shannon, don't do that. Like, don't act like it was just 40.
Who his fan base, Ray?
Shannon, don't do this.
So who was his fan base, Ray?
It was a lot of people from New York
there,
Shannon. You're telling
me there's a bunch of teenagers up in there?
Shannon.
They still.
All right, Shannon.
You said a lot of people from New York.
It's a lot of. Shannon. It's a lot of people from Brooklyn and Harlem and the Bronx and young people that still love Jay from that state. That like leave 40 and leave us out of this. If you look at the video, as a matter of fact, if you look at the video of the
teenagers, bum rushing.
I never said teenagers, Shannon, but you specifically labeled 40 plus, and that's me, and I feel attacked.
I'll give you 35 plus.
Damn.
30 and up. I'll even go 30 and up. That's still kid-like behavior.
All right, cool.
Look,
that's a little bit more fair. That's a little bit more fair. But don't just act like it was just
pull up the clip.
Don't just act like it was just our age group. Right. If you look at the clip, Shannon, those look like young skinned folks that they look like younger people that was running through there, Shannon. All right, from New York.
I would like to see this. I would like to see this clip we speak of.
I know I sent it to you, Shannon. I'm
you know what?
Maybe
I'm
we'll
do
get
my
it.
Research.
Yeah, look in the chat,
opinion?
Shannon.
I want Zach's opinion on this.
We know what Zach thinks.
While I check the chat,
Jay-Z's a hypocrite. He shouldn't have done that.
Well, did what?
I was talking about who ran through the look.
I think that's a good segue because not necessarily segue, but a good talking point because I feel like it's a lot of things he shouldn't have did, man. I'm gonna give you a quick because then we could get on to the next topic, but I don't want to just keep talking about Jay. We got bigger grapes to fry, bigger grapes to pick. Shouts out to the grapevine. So here's my gripe, right, Shannon? We got shorted. Night one, they got the Queen, Beyonce. They got Nas and Alicia Keys. And they also got Blue Ivy as well. They? Yep, they got
That's
Blue
crazy.
Ivy. Night two, I told you who we had. We had Slick Rick, we had Pharrell, and Eminem. I still think Eminem was the dopest feature of all of them, right? But night three, despite the disasters and everything that they had to deal with, they got Beyonce again, Rihanna, Usher, Teyana Taylor, Slick Rick. Wait a minute. They had Eminem on night three as well? Oh, hell
hey,
no.
Hey, so wait. Tell me something. Was the price of the tickets different each
no.
night?
No.
I would have been mad. I would have told some stuff up.
Anita, chill out, Anita. Don't start, Anita. Those were older people who moisturized their skin daily. Anita, chill out.
Exactly.
We're not even talking about that no more.
Thank you.
Don't get smart.
Don't stop.
No, Ray said smart. They was young, scared folks. Don't they just had a step back on and some Timberland boots and put some moisturizer on, Ray.
Look,
please.
Now I got to find it. We talking about something else now. Y'all starting to. Don't make me show my age. First of all, they got Eminem and Pharrell. I thought we were special because we got that alone. No, they got that. They got Eminem, Pharrell, Beyonce, Rihanna, Usher, Tiana Taylor, Slick Rick. Like, come on, man. We got our tickets were supposed to get them. We didn't get the extra in show. So I'm like, and then here's what made me salty is, you know, the band, like, they doing certain songs, Shannon, but then they mixing in, like, Beyonce instrumentals. Like, she about to come out. It's like, quit playing with my emotions, man. Then,
that's crazy.
In my opinion, like, how we do the blueprint and we don't get none of the takeover? The blueprint was takeover. I understand if him and Nas had a deal, like, yo, we ain't going to talk about each other's beefs no more. But the first verse was so neutral. It was so neutral and good, Shannon. We could have got that. So when we left the experience, I was at an 8.5, right? I was at an 8.5 because I still felt like you played with our emotions, man. You had me thinking I was going to see the queen. You know, I thought I was going to see B.
Crazy.
I thought I was going to get takeover. I ain't get takeover. At one point, I thought it would have been dope if he would have allowed, like, Nas to come in and actually do Ether. I think that would have been a dope, huge moment in hip-hop, but I guess egos prevail. But anyway, Shannon, I felt like in the beginning I had it like an 8.5, 9 out of 10 show, right? After removing myself and looking at everything in totality, it's like a 5.56 for me, man.
Experience,
not the whole
too.
Thing. My experience, yeah. 5.56. Did I
especially
enjoy the show?
Being on day two and feeling like you got shorted, I would feel the same way because you paid for the same ticket that they paid for, and they got Beyonce, Rihanna, Eminem.
Yeah. So maybe people is right about what they're saying.
I'd
be looking
for a refund. No, I'm just
saying. We ain't getting that. I can tell you that right now. But
you know, say take it up with Target. No, I'm just playing.
Man, I'm straight. But anyway, Shannon, that was a weekend about celebration. But while we celebrating, we gotta get serious a little bit. Mm-hmm. Before we transition, we got Ron that would like to talk about Jay-Z. Ron, how you doing? Good afternoon. You are listening to The Lunch Break.
Thanks for taking my call, man. Your guys are putting in topics on the show, and I'm loving it. I'm starting to listen more, so y'all keep that up. That's number one. Number two, Jay been winning. I'm a Jay fan. I've been a Jay fan for a long time. That's a disclaimer. But he's been winning for so long. People seem like people were waiting for him to slip up and do something, you know, hypocritical, whatever. He took a mirror and held it up to our face. And now we want to go, oh, Jay's a hypocrite. He never said he would boycott nothing. A lot of people who just ran in a Target the other day for that one thing, they're the hypocrite. And these girls who run around here talking about something, we're going to boycott, I mean, and guys, they're black people, talking about we're going to boycott the Asians or whatever. You can't get the ones wearing pajama pants in the bags and they have to stay out in stores. So, I mean, to try to say that Jay's a hypocrite and he, you know, I never want to say Jay's old and he's old and all that. At least the rappers that we listen to is still walking around alive with no bullet holes. But the rappers today, they in the ground, can't even go out to enjoy their fame and wealth because the young folks are jealous of them. So being mad at Jay because of, you know, he, I mean, to me, he didn't call out Kaepernick. He stated a fact. Kaepernick took that money. Am I right or wrong? Yes, he did.
Yeah,
then the very institution he wanted to expose the NFL, then he wanted a job in the NFL. So it's kind of like, dude, come on. We got to all face our own hypocrisy. Did Jay do something hypocritical? I don't know because I never heard him say, we are boycotting Target. When we can't even stay on one subject. Right. We still trying to protest Nike from way back. I remember we tried to protest Nike. That lasted for, what, 2 weeks? And then KRS-One, he put the Nike back on.
Let me back you up, man. Real quick, Ron. You said something there, and I just gotta make sure, you know, we talking about it factually. You said Kaepernick was trying to expose the NFL. That's not what Kaepernick protest was about.
Kaepernick protest.
Oh, okay.
Protesting about he tried to say that the NFL, he wanted to expose them in a way that they were, like, trying to rig a system against them. And they did, because there was other NFL players that took the knee, but they didn't get as much publicity as he did. But then he turned around and he wanted to get back into the NFL, and he was supposed to get back in because he didn't do anything wrong. He was protesting police brutality. Mm-hmm.
Interrupt you, Ron. People forget that.
No, go ahead.
Kaepernick, he never was just kneeling at first. He just stayed away. He stayed out in the background. What happened was it was a soldier, a veteran, yes, that saw him protesting and took dislike to it and asked them about it. And after talking to Kaepernick, he decided to join in and kneel with Kaepernick because in sports, in military, and so forth, when you kneel, it was never a protest. It was a sign of respect and showing solitude to something. So that was funny to me that, because I played baseball. When somebody got hit by a pitch, if somebody got hurt, everybody on the field took a knee and prayed and whatever the case may be. But, you know, they turned this into a whole thing. And people keep forgetting that it was a soldier, a veteran, that said, "Hey, Kaepernick, I hear what you're doing now. I'm going to take a knee with you." People forget that part, Shannon. But don't go anywhere, y'all. You are listening to The Lunch Break on The Truth 101.7 FM. What up, y'all? Welcome back to The Lunch Break on the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure to tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Homer Blow for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Got a little stumbled there just now. I'm a little tongue-tied. But welcome back, y'all. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial in or text, man. You live with Ray Nidian at Maybe Shannon on all platforms. The Lunch Break. We talking about, we wrapping up talking about Jay. Shouts out to Ron for sharing his thoughts. He says, you know, he feels like Jay-Z just hold a mirror. He just held a mirror up to the community and highlighted some of our hypocrisies. And I think two could be true at the same. Ain't nothing wrong with holding the mirror up and highlighting our hypocrisies. But word on the streets is that Roc Nation, I ain't saying Jay-Z, somebody from Roc Nation stated that, you know, they had a role in putting bad news out about Kaepernick in order to help sabotage his movement. So, and that was confirmed by, what is the late Leighton, forgot his name, the black guy that used to be on TMZ. I forgot his name. But
Oh, yeah.
You never remember his name, Shannon?
I don't. All right.
But as we pivot, there was some brief. Somebody said Israel keep the comments on topic. Oh, okay. as we pivot, it's been some brief updates. I know you and Manon touched on some of the updates about the Nolan Wells case in Southwest Mississippi. You want to just give a brief rundown of what y'all did talk about, Shannon, so we could educate the new listeners that may be tuning in today, and then I'll share what I recently found.
Yeah, for sure. So we did talk about the parents going on Good Morning America, a potential argument that hadn't been verified, seemingly got verified because Crump did bring up the fact that he was heard in the background saying, give me my phone. We did talk a little bit about how the mom said that her friend had to go to this kid's house to get the phone and how it was confusing because for them to tell them that that he didn't make it back and not bring up, hey, we have his phone, come get it. They had to literally track the phone down because they have Life 360 and Snapchat on his phone. We also kind of touched on like how when they got the phone back, I believe his Snapchat was deleted and some things like that. So we kind of touched on the basis that things that came out after the Good Morning America interview, but I do know other things have come out since then.
Yep. So they said, you're absolutely right. It says, it wasn't volunteered. The parent, you know, this person is looking for their son. You didn't volunteer to get him the phone. He was kicking it with your kids, and you didn't volunteer to give him the phone until they had to track it down, and they asked, they call and ask, "Have you seen or heard from Nolan? We were looking for him," and you don't volunteer the information like, "Oh, right then, like, oh no, he came back. He got another ride, but we do have his phone." You don't volunteer that. That's crazy. And then 100%
the
right.
Timeline though. Did you see, I believe they said that they got back at like 3 or 4 or something like that. And she didn't even find out her son wasn't back until like 11 at night or something crazy like that. Like hours. Like it wasn't like a few hours after they got back. Like, and she was like, "Hey, what's up?" Or they volunteered that information.
Right. Right. And then what you said was also correct. Not his whole Snapchat was deleted. They said when his mother got in the phone, messages were deleted and his Snapchat had no saved videos. And they felt like that was actually pretty strange that, you know, he wouldn't. She said he's gone through his phone before and he always has some sort of video saved from when they hang out as friends and so forth. So seemingly as if they were trying to erase any type of connection to where Nolan was hanging out with these kids. What else, Shannon? Timing of the question. Nolan's father says he personally circled the island searching July 5th, saw nothing. Crump asked why the body didn't appear until July 6th. His body should have been there on July 5th. Now, I'm not going to put, you know, people got emotions are high, so you could just be saying things. I don't know how, you know, bodies decide to show up, so I'm not going to speak on that. But what we do know is the independent autopsy that was, you ready for this, Shannon? This is this is an amazing segue. It was paid for by Colin Kaepernick. They now have an independent autopsy where the body would be transported to D.C. So the examiner has no ties to Mississippi law enforcement. And yeah, and allegedly this lady that did the autopsy the first time, she had two other cases where she fastly made a questionable decision on the outcome of these bodies. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We will be coming back with hour two of the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM.